What do you do in America if the people you work for try to push against your Christian faith? Stay tuned.
Legal perspectives on the tough issues Christians in secular workplaces today are facing. This is the Legal Alert with attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Mark was a Christian who was told that he needed to ramp up the company's outreach to the homosexual community. Conflicted because of his Christian faith on this moral stand, Mark called our attorneys at the Christian Law Association to find out what he should do. Our attorneys explained that Mark could ask for a religious accommodation, openly sharing that this type of an assignment went against his biblical worldview. Thankfully, because Mark had good information and went in with a God-honoring spirit and attitude, the Lord blessed, and Mark's company was understanding about his Bible convictions. If this happens to you, or if you simply want information to know how to handle it, please call us at the Christian Law Association. Having an accommodation for your faith is required by law, but it must specifically and carefully be done.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues like the ones we've been discussing today. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org.
And we're coming up on 9 minutes past the noon hour here on our Monday, the 19th day of April, and Swap Shop just around the corner. And a couple of things for Swap Shop. Of course, if you have an item for us, we would be happy to get that on for you. Buy, sell, trade, lost and found, garage or yard sale. Or if you're a business and you're looking to hire folks, we'll put that on as well. And you can always use our website, wgcr.net. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or you're welcome to call us, 828-884-9427. And today we're going to be sharing with you quite a few prayer requests. And so I'll go ahead and just put out, if you've got a special object of prayer that you would like for us to mention, we'd be glad to. However, we kind of like to explain to you how we work with mentioning names. If you're an immediate family member and you specifically ask us to mention the name, or if it has been posted details on social media that has been made public, we're glad to share that. But otherwise, we give general requests and don't mention names again unless we have the okay from the immediate family. But we'll be having a time to mention prayer requests, and then I've got quite a few songs lined up about prayer, and so we'll just see how the Lord leads during Swap Shop. But if you've got some time to hang around, we'd love to have you. Again, 828-884-9427. You can send your prayer request by phone, by email, wgcr@icloud.com, or you can use our text line, and that comes right here in the control room, right in front of me. That text number is 828-577-1296. Here is 11th Hour, taking us to Swap Shop time. I Know Him.
If I know me, I'd still be in the boat, scared to death, trying to stay afloat. If I know me, but I know Him, the one who speaks peace to the waves, the one all creation obeys. And I'm praying for the faith to get out of the boat, sink or swim. I know me, but I know Him. If I know me, I'd still be wondering why. 4 days late, He didn't come in time. And that stone would still be there in place, and I'd never have believed. If I know Him, speaks life to the grave. And I'm praying for a water-walking, stone-moving faith that only Jesus gives. 'Cause I know me, but I know.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
He has promised he'll always be there. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need.
Jim Brady wrote this song as a comfort for his sister and never intended to publish it. He was in Canada touring with the Booth Brothers and singing concerts. He had turned his cell phone off because of the expenses, roaming charges. Upon returning to the border, he found that he had multiple messages from family members. Had also discovered his sister had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and would be operated on very soon. Jim made travel plans to fly to Florida to encourage her. Didn't quite have the words, so he turned to writing a song instead, one that would grip the hearts of people who listened to it across the gospel world, one that would comfort his sister then and at the very end of her journey here on earth as she received the news that cancer was back and spreading years later. She went to her car, and as the radio came on, she heard these words. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to a Monday's edition of Swap Shop on this 19th day of April. I'm Christy Johnson and flying solo today. And please pray for Brother Roger. He is fighting the good fight and has been battling a very serious and quite aggressive form of cancer for a number of years. And he has shared with us, of course, that he's at this point doing double chemo, and he is not doing real good. And I appreciate his drive and determination and his love for his Savior first and foremost, for his family, and then for the ministry that God's given him. And we're blessed by that to have him here on staff. And we... trying to get through this. Pray for Brother Roger, if you would. And we appreciate it. I know he does. And pray for his wife as well, that the Lord would just meet their needs. And he has thus far. And we have no reason to think that he won't. And so, again, pray for him if you would. We'll go ahead and do a song and then I'll be back.
Are so hard to find. There is one you can always depend on to walk every step by your side. Every cry by the Father, not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you. There's a deep, settled peace when you know him. You can rest just knowing he cares. No matter what's waiting before you, he has promised. He'll always be there. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need. Every cry is heard by the Father. Not one tear from your eye goes unseen. Lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need. He lovingly cares for his children. Let his love be the strength that you need.
And that is the Booth Brothers, along with Greater Vision and Legacy 5, doing a collaboration on a beautiful song that was written by Mr. Jim Brady, Every Cry is Heard by the Master. Well, again, apologize for losing it there a little bit ago, but we're all family, and that's just how families are. We care for each other, and we have the privilege of bearing one another's burdens, and that's not just what you do with your physical family, but with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And again, appreciate folks continuing to pray for Brother Roger. As we go through Swap Shop today, I'll have a time mentioning some prayer requests here in just a little bit. So if you've got something special you'd like for us to remember and to share with folks, please let us know and we'll share that. You can text that in at 828-577-1296. Or you're welcome to call 828-884-9427. That'll be the best way probably to get it to us. And thank you so much to 3709. We appreciate those kind words. Well, we got a real sweet little note in the mail, and we appreciate Mrs. Owens from Belmont, North Carolina. Just says that it's a true blessing daily to get to listen to the radio, and that praying that the Lord will continue to bless the work here. And God bless you for that. We sure appreciate that sweet little note. And also, we got a card in the mail. And this is from over in Fairview, and it comes from one of our winners, I think, of our Easter giveaway. And this is handwritten and means a whole lot to us. And it says the card printed with big thanks from me, but then handwritten it says, thank you for giving me the credit card, which was the Visa debit card, the Dunkin' Donut card, and thank you for the Bible. I think I got all that. And so to Jesse, thank you so much for taking time to write us that special note in the card. We appreciate that very much. And God bless you, and I'm glad you're enjoying all that. Well, we are continuing in disaster relief for St. Vincent, the volcano erupting there a little over a week and a half ago. And of course, it's fallen from the news headlines, but there are still churches and devastation. Churches that are destroyed, families that are displaced, ministries that are on the opposite side of the volcano, of the island there, that are serving as a shelter for refugees, and they're packed, they're full. The Baptist Bible College of the Caribbean there, and then also another dear church that's trying to help and to house. And people had to flee with very little notice. The most that anyone got was 2 hours. And there's just a long story about those that were allowed to evacuate on the ships and those that weren't, because you couldn't get on if you weren't vaccinated, because there was no island that would accept you because of the tight COVID restrictions. And so it made a bad situation even worse. And so would you pray for our brothers and sisters there in St. Vincent and in the surrounding islands that are trying to render aid, and for Sea Hope, I guess you can call it a ship. I was trying to think of the right words, but it's a sailing vessel that's rather large, and it can carry a lot of people and much needed supplies. They're in La Batra at the port there, and they are looking to sail on, let me get my note here, the 11th or 12th of May, because the couriers and the other crew members, they had to make sure that they had everything in line, and the couriers had to get vaccinations so they would be able to go into the island. And so the initial cost to get just the ship there and back is $16,000, and that didn't include any supplies to go on the ship. But they're trying to get non-perishable food items and water, because the water source for the entire island has been contaminated by the volcanic ash. And we'll have more about this as we know it, but please pray for the preparations of the Sea Hope, for the crew, and for all that's happening. And if you'd like to make a contribution to this disaster relief, we would be happy to send 100% of what you give to the folks there or to this outreach and getting the Sea Hope there. You can go online, a secure portal at WGCR.net, and you'll see the St. Vincent Disaster Relief banner. If you click there, it'll take you directly to AnchorBaptistDisaster.net. And again, that is the secure online giving portal. It's also tax-deductible option in giving. You can also call us 828-884-9427 and make a contribution through your credit or debit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. And then if you'd like to mail a check, you can make it payable to ABMI, which stands for Anchor Baptist Missions International, ABMI, and you can mail it to 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest. So just wanted folks to be reminded about that. We've talked about it several times, and we're sure praying for those there in St. Vincent, and we'll look forward to more updates as they're made available. Well, Mrs. Hester McCardell Ford, and I hope I got that middle name correct there, she was known as the oldest living American, and she was a resident of North Carolina, and she passed away this weekend at the age of 116. Yeah, I did say 116. And she was born in Charlotte in 1953. No, she lived in Charlotte for most of her life. She was born in Lancaster County, South Carolina, August 15th of 1905, when Teddy Roosevelt was president. And again, based on several reports, she was the oldest living American and was the sixth oldest person in the world. 116. Wow. You know, was it Prince Philip that recently died at 99? And several publications said that he didn't want to make it to 100. So you talk about a living history book. 116. What she saw in her life. Well, we honor her memory today. Over in Hendersonville, we're going to be jumping around here for a little bit. In Hendersonville, the new Chick-fil-A there on Spartanburg Highway opens tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the day. They will have the grand opening ribbon cutting at 9:30 in the morning. And they will be open on a regular basis, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's their hours. So they're at 640 Spartanburg Highway. And again, grand opening tomorrow. And then, of course, the other Chick-fil-A there at Highlands Drive, right near Walmart. That's where I call it, in Hendersonville. And as I understand it, the same gentleman owns and operates both of these. So we salute them and wish them the very best. And if you're over in that neck of the woods, big day tomorrow for Chick-fil-A. Well, there's another event coming up in Henderson County and wanted to let folks know about it. It's a couple of weeks away, but May 14th, the city of Hendersonville is having a special document shredding and a drug take back for city residents. It's going to be held in the Dogwood parking lot off of North Church Street in downtown. And it's a drive-through. You stay in your vehicle. And you can bring documents for shredding up to 50 pounds, two boxes and or 50 pounds. And you can sit in your car while they shred it, or you can just leave it and they'll shred it. And then also at the same time, the Hendersonville Police Department will be doing a drug take-back event where you can safely dispose of your expired or unused medication, such as prescription or over-the-counter pills, vitamins, ointments, and patches. They do note that no chemotherapy drugs, needles, or EpiPens will be accepted. So again, that is coming up on May the 14th, and we just wanted to remind folks about that. Also, a warning from the Better Business Bureau. They're saying a lot of recent scams of home repairs. They say after any kind of major weather event, storm damage, etc., and they kind of just see it come in waves, that they will see contractors, scamming contractors, that'll go door to door. Now, not all, we're not saying all of them, but just be careful to make sure that you do your due diligence in avoiding being scammed. They say the red flags to watch for, cash deals only, high pressure sales tax, high upfront payments, handshake deals with no contracts, or folks that just show up unexplained and with no obvious reason offering to do something for you. Now again, not all contractors are out to scam you. There's some great ones out there. They're just saying be careful. They also say ask for references, and then when you ask for them, check them out. Bad contractors are usually reluctant to share this information, and scammers will not wait for you to do your homework. So again, due diligence. And also know the law. If something seems too good to be true, always be careful about it. And again, that high pressure, upfront, handshake, cash only deals, some things that you need to watch out for. Well, I was trying to look and see. I think we can hold on everything else. Don't know of anything that's time sensitive today. So we'll kind of move on here and want to get to traffic maps, see what's going on. Well, all righty. Well, that seems to have cleared up. We did have an issue earlier over on I-40 in Haywood County, but that's looking better. And I'm not seeing anything of any significance here in Western North Carolina, other than just reminding you of that ramp that's closed on 4240. I think it's just at night, but that is causing some real interesting road issues. It's still showing here on my, let me see if I can get it to pop up. It is showing up that it's still, that it's closed. The ramp there is closed, 40 to 240. Coming in Malfunction Junction. So watch for the detour signs. I knew it was coming. They're having to do some work there as part of the big construction project. So it can kind of create a backup when in an area that already has backups with doesn't need any help. But just be careful again as you're out and about today. Want to send out happy birthday wishes on this 19th day of April. Birthday wishes to Miss Hannah Jones, and that is Brother Robert and Miss Lisa Jones' youngest daughter. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Hannah is turning 16 today, sweet Miss Hannah. And we wish you the very best. Hope it is a wonderful, wonderful day for you. And if you're listening and know someone that we can add to this list, let us know. It'd be our pleasure to get to celebrate along with you. Again, we're going to get to prayer request and have some special music here coming up, second part of Swap Shop. And wanted to get to our Swap Shop items here. I'm trying to get my computer to cooperate, and I think it's probably more operator error than computer problem. Swap Shop number here, 828-884-9427, probably the best way to reach us today. In our items, I'm going to do my best at this one and see how it comes out. It's a Decora 104 FS well cover, 60 inches by 48 inches by 41 inches. It can cover a 40-gallon well pump along with the well. Bought new, $500, but they're asking $200 and say it is in very good condition. 226-0338, again, area code 828-226-0338. Here is a food processor with attachments for sale for $15. A paper shredder that's only been used a handful of times for $10. They have a 7-piece dish set and also a punch bowl set as well. You can get info on pricing. And you can call 828-633-1172, 663-1172. Two cemetery lots at Blue Ridge Gardens of Memory, both of them for $900. 342-3586, 342-3586. An FD-45 guitar, $350 or best offer. They also have a Kawasaki 700 4x4, has about 50 hours on the motor. They also have, or they're asking $8,500 for the 4x4. They also have a 1949 Chevy truck, has a new motor and new tires, but still needs some work. $6,500 or best offer. 785-8687, 785-8687. Five stainless steel pet gates that are stackable, $1,200 for all of them. Two beauty shop stations, $875 for both. They also have some other things. They have a washer and dryer, a black refrigerator, and two roll carts. You can get more on pricing and talk to them about the items at 577-1744. 577-1744. Someone is looking for a full-size four-wheel drive truck to be used to pull a trailer. looking for something in good working condition but needs to be under $5,000 because that's their budget. 553-0112, 553-0112. A commercial hat rack for $40. Three collectible cars in good condition, $200 for all three. And these are more like matchbox cars, but they're collectible die-cast cars. There you go. $200 for all three. And then six security cameras that can be used either in or outdoors. They need the base, though. $35 for all of those cameras. 255-9033, 255-9033. Someone is looking an assisted living facility is looking for a housekeeper and also nurse's aide for the third shift. And it is for a small assisted living facility. You can call Kathy between the hours of 10 and 5 and get more information and get to set up an appointment where you can come in person. Again, you can call Kathy at 628-1565, 628-1565. And that's the items that I'm showing right now. And my phone is going off. Yeah, model car. There we go. Thank you, Miss Karen. Those die-cast cars, model cars. I will check and see Mr. Levi. I got your text, and I'll check on that when I'm done with Swap Shop, and I'll let you know. So that answers that. Well, I mentioned as we got Swap Shop underway to pray for Brother Roger Walton, my friend and co-host and a great asset to the ministry here, and Brother Roger continuing in his fight with cancer, and he's not doing real great for the past couple of days, and I've been on double chemo, and he shared that with us before. And he's very sick right now. And so would you add Brother Roger Walton and put in parentheses Melody, that's his sweet wife. Pray for the Waltons if you would. And we'll trust the Lord will work his sweet will there and in all the situations that are going on that we know about. Would you pray for, and I've got this pulled up here, Mr. Gunner Rackley. Today's his birthday. And I want to guess that Gunner is going to be, and this is a complete guess, seven, somewhere in there. He's the son of Jonathan and Andrea Rackley. And Gunner has had quite the fight since birth with some things that happened and happened to him. That's been a nightmare for them, but the Lord has touched Gunner, and he has done well, but he got sick, and they got him to the emergency room, and through a series of tests and everything, he is at the, I'm going to say, Greenville Children's Hospital there, and that he has had a shunt that was placed in his the base of his skull when he was just a baby because of an injury. That was not anyone's fault in the family at all. It happened in the hospital, and that's just another long story that we won't get into. But they've got to replace this shunt because there's a problem with it, and that's what's causing his severe headaches. So they were able to get him to the hospital, get him with a great doctor, and he, if this holds true to what they were posting, he was to be taken down around noon for prep, and he is facing surgery today, and they will go in and they will replace the shunt or fix the shunt, whichever they deem is best, and they believe that this will give him some relief. So please pray for little Mr. Gunner. They call him Superman, and he is quite the little Superman. Pray for him, for the physicians, for the surgeons, for those that will assist in the operating room, and pray for all of his sweet family, that the Lord would touch them and give them peace. Pray for a missionary whose wife has been diagnosed with COVID. She is doing better. She's quarantined at home, but they do appreciate your prayers. Would you pray for several that have COVID? several pastors that we know have COVID. There's a church that we know there's 13 individuals within the church that have COVID. We know of a man and his wife that both have tested positive for COVID. The wife was put in the hospital, is on a ventilator, and they're desiring prayers. Would you pray for Sister Connie Rogers, Brother Mike Rogers' wife? Miss Connie has COVID and has a severe case of it and has been back and forth to the emergency room hospital and needing a touch from the Lord. And so would you pray for Miss Connie, if you would? Would you continue to pray for Brother Franz Carjon in Cochabamba, Bolivia, battling COVID? He has now had a clear COVID test, but he remains in a medically induced coma on a ventilator. And as I understand it, the hope and prayer is to begin to wake him up, to go through the process of waking him up over the next several days. It was a blessing, though, his family did get to go and see him. And I want to say it's been around 18 days that he's been in the hospital. And we're trusting the Lord will touch Brother Franz. And would you pray for the family of missionary Robert Murillo? And I apologize if I'm not getting the last name said correctly, but that's the best I can do in my Appalachian English in that Spanish name, so forgive me. But we had asked for prayer for Brother Murillo sometime back, a week or so ago, had COVID, and we were sad to hear that he passed away, and pray for his wife, Miss Joy. They had an orphanage, and I don't know if they still do, but have worked on the Texas-Mexico border and in Mexico for a number of years, doing a great work for God. And several folks in our area know the Murillos, but please pray for them. And we're trusting the Lord will help and comfort them and meet their needs that they have. A couple of unspoken requests have come in over our text line, and I'm glad that the Lord knows all about those. Aren't you glad that he does? And I'm glad that we don't have to go to someone to pray on our behalf, that we have the privilege of going boldly before the throne of grace and making our petitions known to our Heavenly Father, who's seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession on our behalf. And there's some friends, I'm thinking of a dear sweet lady who is probably in transit right now to Wake Forest, been battling cancer for some time, and ended up in the hospital following some tests and having to go now to Wake Forest because they believe there's a blockage somewhere. And so she is continuing that fight with cancer. And also a friend in Texas who recently diagnosed with cancer and trying now to get the best treatment for the what the Lord would have for them. And there's some families that have some prodigal children that they're asking God to touch their hearts, and some that are battling addiction. And we're sure praying for that, trusting that the Lord will come to where they are, because we know he will, and that he will bring them to let them see where they are and touch their heart and their mind, because both of those have to be changed in addiction. It just can't be a change of mind, because that seems to be that it falls back in, but get that mind and heart changed and break that hold and bondage of addiction. So a lot of things to pray about today, folks, and I'm again glad that our Heavenly Father knows and cares, and he wants to hear from us. He desires to hear from us. And there's requests today that are just so near and dear to your heart that you can't even really put them into words. And I'm glad God understands those requests, because they're through the form of tears, and he does count every one of them, and he knows about it. And I'm glad that we can pray for one another. And we'll finish out Swap Shop today with some songs that remind us of the blessing we have and the trust that we can have in praying to our Heavenly Father and the beauty of praying for one another.
You have a heavy burden, it's so hard to bear. I cannot imagine how you're feeling. I can't. I don't know what to say. All I can do is pray.
Sending a prayer your way. I've asked the Father to touch you today. Though we are apart, you're still in my heart. I'm sending a prayer your way. He may send an angel right there in your room to banish the sadness, the heartache, and may send a bird by your window to sing to your heart and your face. A smile he may bring. I'm sending a prayer your way. Touch you. today. Though we time will part, you're still in my heart. I'm sending